40 over here in Ohio.
Holy cow. Well, I'm not even crunk up good. And I'm having a little default problem with the amp tonight. I'm not sure what's up with it, but so far I'm going to keep it right where it is. It seems to like it right here, so I'm only pushing about 500 watts.
Was that a new word, crunk up?
Yeah, it's sort of
yeah,
like,
it is. That's a good
word.
Yeah, I'm only pushing 200 out of the remote station, but you're sounding great. My noise floor is a little bit high. It goes to 9, but it's been kind of steady at 7. I'm looking on the radar. There's a lot of rain in the west, in the Virginia area, and there's a lot of stuff going on up in Michigan, but Ohio's pretty clear, and so is Pennsylvania.
Yeah, very good, Bob. That's a new word there, young man.
Crunk up, I'll always remember that one.
Yeah, I keep telling my wife, when she starts the car, does it stay running? Does it stay crunk?
This is WA4RT.
Hey there,
WA4RT. How you doing, baby?
Well, I didn't recognize you there, Arby.
Yeah, I've been there for a while there, man.
So how you been doing, sir?
I've been doing okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I've been pretty occupied lately, just a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, I've been in here long enough to hear you for a couple of weeks, so just want to say hello while I can.
Well, I got here a few times after midnight, talked to Larry and Keith, Randy, but I didn't hear you around.
Yeah, I know. I took this new job that throws me in the second shift, so it kind of threw me off balance.
Oh, yeah, I had a job like that one time, you know. It will screw your senses up for a while.
Yeah, exactly that. All right, very good. All right, Mr. Arby, thanks for being there and good to hear you. And hope you stick around.
Okay, I'm going to get up back out of here and let y'all get on with your net there. WA4RB in Florida.
All right, same through you, Jarvis. Well, Mr. Bob, sorry about that, and Mr. Larry, I was sitting here trying to figure out this logger. I just had installed this on this computer, and I'm not sure how well it's going to perform, but I'm giving it a try. It's going to be lifted under not the real, but the Liberty Net.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, I forgot my passcode for the other locker when I was doing it. Let's see. Let me stand by a second, and I want to see if I can locate the introductory to the Liberty Net, and I'll be right back. This is KG4ZXC. Hey, Mr. Bob, before we start delivering that, yeah, I don't have that one in this computer, so I'll have to get that one and put it on here next time I get the chance, sir.
Do you want me to do the opening for you and then pass it to you?
Yeah, that'd be fine. It sounds better when you say it anyway.
Well, I don't know about that, but when do you want me to kick it off?
Oh, we can start here in the next couple minutes. We'll go ahead and, let's just wait a few minutes and we'll see if we have any early check-ins. So just stand by just for a short and let's see who all else out there. Boy, I get my words corrected here in a minute. This is, let's see, it is 21:58, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and we're taking early check-ins. Anyone out there would like to check in with us, come on in.
Hey, I'm thinking of hearing this. Except for what you want to say. I stand to make
look of if your fast deputies are just liars and propaganda. Well,
they were doing good
there,
anyway.
It could use a little bit more audio.
More VOL.
I'm trying to do it on this computer, but it cut it off for some reason. I'm going to have to start taping video on a tape and then play it back. So that's the only way I'm going to be able to do it on this computer.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm dealing with audio, it does interfere with the computer, MP player, so once in a while too much RF or something backtracks in and it wipes it out or shuts it down, either one. Alright, Mr. Larry, we're going to put you on the bottom of the list until you're ready, not let you want to be moved on up.
Yeah, put me down there this way. I'll have some ready here in just a minute there.
Info, okay. All right, very good. No problem, Larry. I can move you around if I need to, I guess. All right, this is Intercup. Here I go, starting with another net. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X Ray Charlie. It is 0200 UTC time here in the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jesse. I'm located here in the Alleghenies, of course, of Pennsylvania. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And we'll go ahead and open it up to check-in. So anyone would like to join us, your call sign, please.
Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray.
Hey, Mr. Russ, good evening. How you doing, sir?
Oh, we're doing all right, I guess. I'm another week in Georgia, and we're, winding down for the week. I think I'm taking off tomorrow. I usually only work 4 days a week anyway, but Monday through Thursday, but I'm going to go ahead and take off tomorrow. We had a little bit of a camping trip planned, but looks like that's going to be rained out, so we're not going to do that. But other than that, we thought we would join you guys tonight and see if we have anybody on the Liberty Net. On the Wednesday night edition here, so we thought we might join you.
Okay, very good, Mr. Russ. Good to hear you, sir. And yeah, I'm in the middle of typing in a couple of these calls. And I see Mr. Let's see, I do not run this dang net enough or have the population part of the net going, so I got to remember who everybody is. I think the KN4ZES, I think that's Christopher, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember where it was located.
Yeah, that's Christopher.
Okay, well, we got Christopher in there tonight, which is very good. Thanks for being there,
logging in. I'm not going to try to do too much on the logger, but I'm sitting here trying to read it through the messenger. All right, thanks for being there, Mr. Christopher. I can't remember the state you're in, but good deal. Thanks for being there tonight. Who else is out there? This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Okay, well, we just had a new call sign pop up on the old logger here. The old logger, QLV. If you copy me, this is KG4ZXC, your net control for this Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Okay, well, you, Christopher's in Tennessee, that's right. Okay, well, I got that information. Where's the KC3 QLV at? Pennsylvania or somewhere else? Okay, my logger is acting stupid tonight. I don't know what's up with this thing. All right, this is a Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and we're taking check-ins. Anyone else would like to check in with us here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, please call now. I guess it's looking like a small group starting off, and hopefully we'll get things rolling here. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the net, guys. I do apologize for that. A lot of activity going on with this new second shift job of mine, so it's been narcotic. But no need to apologize. Apologies only good for people that feel like there's something he's got to cover up, so I'm not going to apologize for trying to make a living. Hey, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, and Mr. Bob, I want to let you go ahead and start it off, and we'll get the ball rolling.
All righty. So, good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. Jess is going to be your moderator, KG4ZXC, but I'm going to open the door. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now. And since the year of 1974, founded by, yes, you guessed it, Mr. Victor, W1WR. This is the Arium net, not the Pyrite net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the great, the real Liberty net. With that being said, I'm going to open the door with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I will pass it back to our net controller, KG4ZXC. This is KJOY.
Okay, Bob, well, thank you, sir, and appreciate you giving the preamble there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC, your net operator for this afternoon on this Wednesday night. Yep, kind of crazy weather we're having here in Pennsylvania today, a little bit of bang. Warm weather finally broke through and got to enjoy myself, which was pretty awesome. Got to get out and see some sunlight for a change, which is pretty good. All right, well, anyway, let's see. What do I want to kick off tonight's Liberty Net with? Well, you know, I wanted to focus on something tonight that would be really worthy of bringing forth. You know, a lot of news in the media, and I had a controversy with one of my Conrads here, local Conrads here. I'm gonna say Conrad because he's starting to make me wonder a little bit. I hope he's out there listening tonight. KCH, I hope you're out there. Hope you're doing well. But anyway, me and my
buddy, KCH here in Pennsylvania, one of the neighboring counties up here, he told me that we sit here and preach about the Liberty Net and we discuss current events and all the activities going on that everybody sees in the headlines. Well, I beg to differ that, you know, because the article, well, I don't watch TV to really know if these same articles are coming up through Foxed Up News or the Criminal News Network or any of these, because I don't think they're broadcasting half the information that we've been putting out here on the Liberty Net. But I just wanted to let everybody know that I think the stories that we present is not mainstream, and it does need to be revealed. So I hope everybody understands that, you know, it ain't all mainstream news that we report on or discuss here on the Liberty Net. All right, with that, let's see. Gateway Pundits has a story I wanted to bring up, and Jim Jordan confronts Ned Nadler. Can't remember his first name. But anyway, you know the old part that's in Congress. I think his name is, good gosh, what is his name? I'm going to look right here. Anyway, I'm going to start the story right here. Congressman Jim Jordan on Wednesday confronted House Judiciary Committee Gerald Nadler. I should have known. The name really should ring out a whole lot better to me, but it don't. Anyway, the Democrat of New York on the report plan to back the Supreme Court. Nadler pounded the gavel and refused to answer Jim Jordan's questions. According to a report on by the Intercept Congressional, Democrats will unveil the new court packing legislation on Thursday. I didn't hear that in any part of the news unless you're listening to Patriot XM or something like that. Anyway, the bill would add 4 seats to the high court, bringing it to 13 from the current 9. Ryan Green from the Intercept reported that Congress Jordan asked Nadler about Ryan's grim report, and Nadler wasn't too happy about the surprise confrontation. Nadler pounded the gavel and shouted down to Jim Jordan. And it's on a little video stream that you can pull up if you like. And I tell you what, I looked at it and it's like, these people think that they're God. And you know what? We need to be aware of what's going on around us, ladies and gentlemen. And it doesn't look good. Hi, this is KT4ZHC, and let me bring the logger back up and see who is on the list, top of the list. And let's see. It looks like Mr. Bob. I'm going to send it up to you first. And what you got to add for tonight's list, sir? KHJOY in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, KT4ZHC.
Well, good evening to everybody that's on the Liberty Net and those that are listening, KG4G Tennessee. This is KJOY. So I'm going to throw out, my first thing is I'm going to say to Mr. Russell, KK4WX, he brought to the net about a www.afr.net, American Family Radio, and about a woman named Sandy Rios, R-I-O-S. So I went to that after the last net, I think it was Saturday night, and I listened to that 46-minute talk about China, about America, about Russia, and about New Zealand, how they're saying we're in trouble. And Russell, that was an excellent podcast. I then took and posted that podcast on the Friendly Bunch, which is another amateur radio group, that there's about 160 known members of that group. And I posted that website and that woman's blog, blog. So thank you, Russell. Thank you, thank you. And looking for your friend. So we've heard so much about this shooting, the next shooting in Minneapolis, about Dante Wright. And when you see the photograph on TV, Dante sitting there with a child in his lap, aw, isn't that cute? Well, Dante was stopped for expired plates, and Dante had a warrant. a warrant for his arrest, a felony warrant, and your little friend in Pennsylvania, you don't hear this on the mainstream, he was wanted for armed robbery. He took the firearm and held somebody up. But we don't hear about that. We only see the field where he's skirmishing away from the officers. That's called resisting arrest. That's a crime. He now is going to try to jump into his vehicle. That's called fleeing and eluding. Oh, yes, your friend in Pennsylvania, that's a crime. And then somehow it goes really bad, and the female officer fires her weapon instead of her taser. But we never hear that Dante Wright was a felon. He did not deserve to die. I'll give you that. But had he paid attention and been taken into custody for his actions, he would have not been shot. He turned the episode into a poop storm. So we all have to worry about, oh, Dante. So I'm going to read an article by Western Journal. A squad member calls for the abolishing of police after the Dante Wright incident. Should Reciba Tlaib to do away with law enforcement, then she should not have any guards around her, dumb butt. Democratic politicians are either intensely sabotaging the country or just have a knack for picking the worst solutions to the most severe problems. Right now sound unsimplified, but consider the way they continue to sow division while calling for anarchy every time an interaction between a black person and a police turns violent. And they seem sufficiently unbothered when yet another American city turns into a war zone, referring to Minneapolis. Since widespread rioting began in May 2020 with the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, Democratic politicians have twisted, bent, stretched, or fabricated the facts to fit their narrative, blaming systemic racism for the solutions, with the only proposed solution to abolish law enforcement. They're now saying that this was racism. It was not racism. It was an individual who had a felony warrant, who was being taken into custody by police, who resisted arrest, and started a problem by trying to run. And we saw the end. The members of the squad, frustrated about the tragedy sparked riots in the Minneapolis suburbs, again talking about systemic racism. The Democratic Congresswoman, known as much of her radicalization as they are for their wrongful solutions, Michigan Democratic Representative Reciba Tlaib, now remember, she's the woman the day that she was sworn in said about Donald Trump, impeach the MF-er. Those were her exact words. And she used the word, not the terms that I use. She's doubling down on the policies that the law enforcement should be done away with. We should do away with law enforcement. Well, that's going to work out real good. So good old Dante is causing all the rioting. I'm really not sure looting targets, how it helps Dante, but apparently it does. But since as of Monday of this week, 97 law enforcement officers in the United States have been gunned down. 97. That's almost one officer a day. And just before this Dante incident, a New Mexico officer was gunned down in a traffic stop. The guy got out of the car with a long rifle, reached over the bed of the car, and executed the law enforcement officer. There's no rioting for him. There's no protesting for him. His life was taken. But we're not going to get all up in arms over that because he chose that job. But Dante, a felon, we're going to riot over. This is a sad state of affairs. So you tell your little friend in Pennsylvania that, yes, nowhere is the mainstream media talking about good old Dante being a felon and setting this whole mess into motion. Back to you, Jesse, KHLY.
Hey, very good, Bob. And, you know, I brought up a couple different chain of events that was not advertised or reported upon or anything in that area on the mainstream media. And I pointed out to them, but, you know, Oh, he was pretty persistent that we talked too much. We got too long-winded, and and he just wanted to get in here and talk junk about how we operate. So, you know, I told him, you know, to each his own. He don't have to join. I just wanted to share that with everybody out there because, you know what? Mainstream media does not report it, and it will not report it, and it's not going to report it. Oh, and by the way, hey, quick thing, Mike Lindell has got his website coming to life. I believe it's going to be here Monday. I think they're going to start the opening the door to people getting on social media through, let's see, dang, where did I hide that icon? Anyway, Mike Lindell's, it's called frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, and, yeah, you can, what's the word I'm looking for? Boy, I am lost for words tonight. Well, anyway, you can sign up, and, you get, free access, to it, early, so I encourage everybody to buy a couple pillows and support Mike Lindell and all the great work he's trying to do to bring out voter fraud for the record. All right, this is KG4ZXC. Thanks, Bob, and everyone who's checked in tonight. Yeah, my logger went down and then it came back alive, and I don't know what it's doing, so who knows for sure. Anyway, let's see. All right. Okay. Yeah, I guess my Conrad is. He's starting to make me wonder. For many years, my friend decided to start changing his tune after the last couple of years for some reason. All right, this is KK4ZXC, and we're going to move down to KK4WX. Come on in, Mr. Russ. What you got for the Liberty Net? Hey, Bob, holler at Russ and see if he left the building or what happened.
All righty. KK4WS, this is KCOI. Mr. Russell, it's your turn. We want to hear from you. And maybe we'll catch him on the next time.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I lost him or I'm losing signal or what. Yeah, I think when the logger went down, he might have thought something went wrong. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I'll take a quick standby after I recognize these two stations. KN4ZES out of Tennessee, Mr. Christopher. Thanks for being there tonight, sir. And, yeah, I read your little comment there, sir. And, yeah, I'm starting to make – I'm starting to scratch my head is what I'm starting to do, especially when people start changing their tunes and start buying into this garbage. KC3QLV, I don't know if he's still monitoring, but hey, thanks for being there tonight, sir. And he's in monitoring mode as well. I don't think he's on the transmission side of things. So let's move it down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Come on in, sir.
All right. Thank you, Jesse and Bob. I'm going to get down here. I got you that I picked out here. We'll see if we can. Well, I wish I could have got that to work. I'll have it for next time. The thing I was going to play tonight. All right. Stone Mountain Park has denied the Confederate Memorial Day permit. Here's a bunch of liberals stopping the conservatives from meeting. The Georgia Georgia of the size of the Confederate veterans will not host its annual Confederate Memorial Day service at Stone Mountain Park this year. The gathering was proposed to take place Saturday, but the Stone Mountain Memorial Association, the state authority that oversees management of the park, declined to grant the permit. Memorial Association CEO Bill Stevens listed three reasons for the denial. Foremost among them was that the event could create a clear and present danger to public health or safety. Now, they've had it for a lot of years here, and here these urban parents are stopping the meetings of the Confederate veterans, the sons of veterans, Georgia Division, hosting your annual Confederate Memorial Day service at the Stone Mountain Park. Alright, let's see. Japan is to start releasing water from Fukushima into sea in 2 years. Japan's government announced Tuesday it would start releasing treated radioactive water from Great Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. It's a move that was fiercely opposed by fishermen, residents, and Japan's neighbors. They continued to wait for years because of safety worries and protests came during a meeting of cabinet ministers who endorsed the ocean release as the best option. The accumulated water has been stored in tanks at the Fukushima Daiichi plant since 2011. Could be bad for the water. They do bring the nuclear water around, and I've heard that the water does come to the U.S. as the nuclear radioactivity through water. And so far, it's made it here, so it's going to be really bad when they turn all this water on. Looks like there's a pause in the J&J Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine. It's having some problems. People are having problems with rats and blood clots being investigated. The U.S. on Tuesday recommended a pause in using the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots, setting off a chain reaction worldwide and dealing a setback to the global vaccine campaign. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Food and Drug Administration announced that they were investigating unusual clots that occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination. The acting FDA commissioner said she expected the pause to last a matter of days. The decision triggered swift action in Europe and elsewhere as the drug maker and regulators moved to halt the use of the J&J vaccine, at least for now. Hundreds of thousands of doses of the vaccine were due to arrive in European countries this week. The European Union has been plagued by supply shortages, logistics problems, and concerns over unusual blood clots in a small number of people who received the AstraZeneca vaccine. But they're not saying anything about blood. Some people are dying from the vaccine either, so they're keeping all that under wraps. They would have to discontinue these vaccines if they knew that. So, that needs to be brought out. How many people have died since taking the vaccine? And of course, they're not going to say it was the vaccine's cause, but more likely it probably was. The U.S. to exit Afghan war by September the 11th. President Joe Biden will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September the 11th. And Trump had it flew in, but September 11th is Biden's date, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country, so U.S. officials said Tuesday. The decision to fire the May 1st deadline for full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year, but leave no room for additional extensions. A senior administration official called a September date an absolute deadline that will be affected by security conditions
in the country. Now this, and I'll tell you tomorrow, if you're going to leave, don't tell people when you're going to leave, or they'll just, they may shoot you up, they may get a lot of booby traps on you, they know you're going to leave at a certain time, so it's schools open, whatever they want to do. It should just say, you know, in the future, we'll be moving out possibly in the future. And because this is a dead giveaway, so they can use that to, they can hold off on their activities until we're gone and then just take the picture up.
So,
that's why Biden's decision keeps U.S. troops in Afghanistan 4 months longer than initially planned. It sets a firm end to 2 decades of war that killed more than 2,200 U.S. troops, wounded 20,000, and cost as much as $1 trillion. The conflict largely crippled Al-Qaeda and led to the death of Osama bin Laden, the architect of the September 11th attacks. But an American was trying to also risk many of the things made into democracy, women and government, while ensuring that the Taliban, while providing Al-Qaeda safe haven, remains strong and in control of the large swaths of the country. Biden hinted for weeks that he would let the May deadline lapse, and as the days went by, it became clear that orderly withdrawal of the roughly 2,500 remaining troops would be difficult and very unlikely. So, anyway, we'll stop it right there and shoot it back up to you. Listener Bob from Larry in Tennessee and 402 back to net.
All right, thank you there, Larry, and good to have you aboard tonight, and appreciate that. And you know, I've been reading a little bit more on some of these articles about the viruses and stuff and vaccines and all lately, and I'm kind of surprised that people ain't followed through with some of this stuff that they have. I got something I wanted to read here, and I'm going to wait till after I see if there's any other check-in, but then I'll bring it to the table. But anyway, thanks, Larry, and for ROQ, KG4ZXC, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I'll take a quick pause. I'll see if we have any check-ins, any late check-ins that would like to join us. Call now.
Larry, I can hear you tonight, and Jesse, you're coming in good also.
Kilo, Romeo.
Okay, gentlemen, all you guys stand by 1 second. I got a pile up of you. Just bear me 1 second. KK4WX, stand by, and you're next on the list. Let me log these guys in, and I'll be back to you. All right, sorry about that, gentlemen. Give me your call one at a time. Spread it out a little bit. Okay, one more time. Oscar Lima Station, one more time. Okay, maybe that wasn't Oscar Lima. The station just tried to call in. Try it one more time. Okay, was that Whiskey 3 Delta Oscar November? Okay, I'm a little bit light. You copy him better, Bob?
He said that was correct.
I'm still having difficulty with the call. W3DON, is that correct? Okay, a little bit light right now. If you want to stand by, and we'll get down to you, and I'll see if I can start getting all your information. What's the name and location?
Name here is Don Delta Oscar November, and we are in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, over here in Amish country.
Oh, Amish country. Okay, you're up here with me in Pennsylvania then. I believe so. Is that correct?
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. South Central PA.
Okay, Roger, Roger, out of Pennsylvania. All right, Mr. Don, we'll put you on the logger here, and I'll be back to you, Mr. Don, so thanks for being there. And let me pick up this these other stations, and you'll be, like, number 6 on the list.
Roger, Roger.
All right, yeah, you're coming in a lot better now. All right, who was the other station? Oh, yeah, by the way, I heard you in there, Mr. Moe. We're put on the list, so stand by. Who was the other station?
Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 3, Echo something Romeo.
Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo.
Jesse, it is Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. We got you in there. Name and location.
Name is Clint. I spell Charlie Lima Indy November Tango. Clint. Eastern Rapids, Michigan, but I'm at the check in and out. My eyes are getting heavy and I gotta be up in about 3 hours for work.
Okay, Roger there, Clint. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll try not to make it too long and we'll give you a call if you want to stick around.
All right, well, I appreciate it. If I can, I promise you I will. KCATHS.
All right, very good, Clint. I do have you in there that time with a decent copy, so not too bad right now. All right, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, and was there anyone else?
November 2, Franklin, November, Quebec.
Okay, I heard an Echo November, Quebec. Give me that full call again.
November 2, Tango November, Quebec, Jesse. M2TN2.
Roger.
Okay, we got you in there. And your name and location?
The name is Glenn, Lima Echo November. And we're in New Jersey. Over.
Okay, I hear you out of New Jersey, but Bob, what did he say his name was?
No, I didn't catch the name. Could you say it again to me?
Yeah, Roger, Flemington, New Jersey. Over.
And your first name?
Len, Lima Echo November.
Roger, Roger. It's Len, Limo Echo November, Jesse.
Okay, Lynn, yeah, I was struggling. Got a little bit of crashes going on there, but they're light, but there was enough to cover you up. But we got you in there, and I'll get back to you. If you want to stick around, we'd be glad to have you hang out, Lynn.
Well, I can't stick around tonight, but I'd like the name of that website again. You were saying it was starting up next week.
You're going to have to relay, Bob.
All righty. Hey, Len, you said something about the website. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger.
Were you referring to that www.afr, amateurfamilyradio.net?
You said there was one that was going to start up on Monday?
Oh, the Michael Lindell net. Jesse, what's the Michael Lindell website going to be called?
Oh, okay. Mike Lindell has got his platform is coming up. You can do early check-ins right now if you go to the website. It's called Frank, Foxtrot, Romeo, Alpha, November, Kilo, Speech, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Echo, Sierra, Charlie, and it's .com. So that's frankspeech.com.
Roger, thanks. Got a copy, and I'll sign in more so to you guys. Very interesting
Alrighty, Len. I'm going to pass it back to our net control. Len said it was interesting, and he's going to try to follow up on that. Len, go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Bob. And Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, in KD0RSA, we hear you in there, Mr. Moe. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jesse. I'll just be sitting here listening. I don't have nothing to add for the net tonight. KD0RSA, back the net over.
Okay, roger, roger, Mr. Moe. Well, thanks for being there, and I'll come back around and make sure you're still awake. God bless you, sir. All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop check-ins right now, and we're going to send it back to the next on the list, KK4WX. Mr. Russ out of Georgia, you still with us, sir?
I'm just about ready to hit the switch, Jesse, but anyway. We'll give it a shot here, KC4 and VXC from KK4WX. Hey, Bob, I got your message there on your first transmission about American Family Radio. And right now, they're having a share-a-thon. They've been having it all week. And that's how they're funded. They're funded solely by you and I and everybody else who wants to contribute and donate funds to AFR, the American Family Radio. They don't get money from the government or any kind of money from selling, ads or selling advertisements and things of this nature. The only way that they have to fund all the radio stations that they have and all the other things that they do is through a share-a-thon. I think they do it in the spring, which is happening right now, and then they do it later on, I think in the fall, so twice a year. And I encourage each and every one to maybe dial in and listen in, find the nearest radio station close to you that's an AFR affiliate. If you don't get it that way, the best way one of the ways that I really enjoy it more than anything, and I probably listen to AFR more this way than I do any other way, is on my iPhone. My smartphone, I download the AFR app. That is the most simplest way to do it and listen live. Now they have two different versions. They have a music version and also a talk version. Of course, I always go to the talk version, but where they have the talk shows. And I think that they got what they call a hybrid, where you have a little bit of both. But I would highly encourage everybody to listen to Sandy Rios in the morning. Comes on at 8 o'clock Eastern. And that's probably a source of news that you're not going to hear anywhere else whatsoever. So anyway, I won't go on any more than that, than just to recommend it, and I know Bob has already recommended it, and I do appreciate that. If anybody wants to get a source of news that is, truthful, not something that's loaded and slanted and whatnot by so many other news outlets that we have, these are Christian people, and that's what hard is, so I can't tell you any more than that. Jesse, I wanted to comment on your QRZ page. I see it says here you have a 122-foot tower with a Moses CL-36 tri-bander. That must be a real good setup you have there on the on 10, 15, and 20 meter bands. I guess that's what that is. I would love to have that set up. That's gotta be a good one. I bet that would really get some attention on Congress and whatnot.
Anyway,
with that said, I've got something I wanted to read from Jan Markell's shows. It also comes on AFR radio on Saturdays and sleep. And I get their newsletter because I'm also a contributor to their ministry. But her show is called Understanding the Times. Understanding the Times is put out by Olive Tree Ministries. Well, I've got their little newsletter, a booklet today, and I just wanted to read the first page here. It's kind of interesting. It says, "So where did we go from here?" That's the title. By Jan Markell, says, "Are you finding it painful watching the greatest nation on earth flip-sliding from freedom to socialism to tyranny? How is this even possible? And in such a short time here, not all that long ago, things were booming. Where are we headed as a nation? Where is the church going? How about just us believers who long for a heavenly home and who have grown weary of this earthly trauma? How long, oh Lord?" So let me offer some potential scenarios. I have no special prophetic gift other than watching headlines, the Bible, and connecting some dots. But here are some potential future destinations. A, America will make a giant turnaround politically and spiritually. Conservatism will bounce back, regain power, and stop some of the madness in Washington. Or B, additionally, there will be a great end-time revival. God is in business of saving souls, and he never tires of that. Revival is always on his heart. C, the tone of Washington and across the country will actually work, and we can see a kind of civil war. The violence could be serious and the damage to the nation extremely severe. And she got in the summer of 2020 was just a foreshadowing. And indeed, the church today will say enough and will fight back against secularism, godlessness, and the decline in morality. Pulpits will come alive, will convict, will preach the truth, the gospel, salvation, and love of country. The church will actually turn America around. Or E, America will head rapidly towards blatant socialism, Marxism, fascism, or a combination. In other words, in the not-too-distant future, most freedoms will be gone, and we could have ruthless leaders. Laws are being passed in Washington, and as this newsletter is being written, that are setting the stage for one-party rule. And that party is not found, not fond of freedom. F, America will come under greater judgment from God. And we will see a combination of some of the above. G, the World Economic Forum will continue in the Great Reset, starting with America and Europe, then spreading around the world. This is a global socialism that will prepare the way for the Antichrist. And it says, quote, see our previous issue of this newsletter. Since the good days are behind us now, the church will vacate soon, and evil will consume America and the world. History is winding down. The eschatological clock is at 1 minute to midnight. That if you have followed this ministry online or on the air, in print, at conferences and more, you know I lean towards the realization of point G and soon. Of course, aspects of points A through F could be thrown into the mix. I'm going to stop right there. But that's a sample of understanding the size of Jan Markell. I really enjoy her, and she's a good Christian. Yes, she's a Jew, but she's a good Christian Jew. She's a believer in Christ. So there's going to be more. This is KK4WX for ID. I hear so much comments about black this and black that, one thing or another. I just want to throw this out for the group. Have you ever thought, out of all the Supreme Court justices, I mean, have you really got right down and looked at some of the writings and opinions lately of the Supreme Court? Do you know who the only champion that we have on the court right now? Do you know who that is? Yes, that's right. He's a black man. Clarence Thomas. He's the only one that wants to stand up for justice and for truth and to try to bring some sense into all this madness of what was going on during the 2020 election and the fraudulent stuff that was going on. So, anyway, I guess I've said enough and have my share of time here. I'll turn it back to you, Jesse, and good night to everybody, and hope everybody sleeps well, and pray that our country can somehow turn this mess around. If we don't stop our borders from being overrun by these people from Central and South America, as far as that goes, all over the world, they're just disenfranchising our vote for everyone that comes in, and the Democrats know it. That's their plan. By the way, Tucker Carlson had a good show describing just exactly that scenario. I don't know if you ever watched Tucker Carlson on Fox News. I've gotten to where I just don't watch a whole lot of TV anymore. But I did watch Tucker Carlson on that particular evening. So with that, Jesse, back to you, and my comment, big old nose antenna works on that 122 feet of tower. KC4, ZXC up in Pennsylvania. This is KK4WX, Southern Georgia.
Hey, very good, Russ, and thanks for sharing the AFR information with everybody. That's AFR.net, I believe. So, yeah, definitely, guys, go check it out. Oh, for the tower assembly and everything I got up here, Russ, yeah, it's been a work in progress for almost 10 years solid to keep it up and getting everything running. But I'm very pleased with it. It's been my baby for many years, and I really enjoy what I have done here. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. I'm not boasting, and that's why I don't say much about it. But that's why my wire's up at 117 feet here. So that gives me a good crop for my 160 and my 80 meter antenna. So it does good. Oh, and yeah, you're right, Russ. Clarence Thomas. Yeah, he's the black Supreme Court Justice, and he's the only one I've seen that has any comments to say or has any ambition to try to save the Constitution, from what I can tell as well. So, hey, Mr. Russ, God bless you, sir, and thank you for being there, and I hope to hear you on down throughout the week.
Hey, this is KK4WX.
take you care of it. Let's see you in the Wednesday night wilderness, and let me get back to my logger.
And, let's see, before I move on, I want to pick up Mr. Clint up in Michigan. If he's still there, I know you got to take off and work, but,
so I want to go ahead and get to you before I move to the next station. So Whiskey 3 DON, you're on the deck, sir.
And out of Michigan, KC8EHR. Come on in if you're still with us, Clint. Yeah, I was afraid we might lose Clint before the night was out. So let's see, who's on deck? Whiskey 3, Delta Oscar November. How about it, Don? You still with us?
Okay, I'm not hearing Don either. K3DON, you still with us, sir?
Okay, somebody's off frequency, I'm hearing. And is that Don's Mr. Bob?
I don't think so. I just think somebody's back close to us, over.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I wasn't receiving anything freaky there. All right, well, Mr. Don has left the building, I guess, so I'll put a star beside his name, and hopefully he'll join us again here in the future. Let's go to, and I hope Mr. Clint comes back as well, KC8EHR, that's Hotel Romeo out of Michigan. Let's see, into
Tango November Quebec, out of New
Tango
Jersey,
November
Mr. Lynn.
Out of New Jersey,
you're
Mr.
the
Lynn.
Runner-up. Got anything you want to add to the Liberty Net?
Holy moly, everybody's backing out early tonight. Well, I can't say as I blame them. A lot of stuff having to do. All right, Mr. Moe, you still in monitoring mode?
KD0, RSA, you bet. I'm still sitting there listening, Jesse.
Hey, very good, Mr. Moe. Hey, you got a great signal coming in tonight, sir. KD0RSA out of Nebraska. It's good to hear you, Mr. Moe.
Thank you much.
All right, well, Mr. Moe's in listening mode, and let's see, I guess it goes back to the top of the list, which that would actually probably be me and then Mr. Bob. I just wanted to mention something before I move up to you, Bob. You're on deck, sir, so stand by. I want to mention this before I forget. I've come across this article. And 142 fully vaccinated people in Houston tested positive for the COVID. Okay, more than 140 people has tested for COVID. China 19 virus more than 2 weeks after being fully vaccinated against the virus and that cases, and the health experts in the Texas city confirmed. So, why are we taking the vaccination, people? I'm still trying to ask everybody that. And I keep quoting people on a regular basis. Why are you still wearing the mask? Why are you wearing a diaper on your face? I keep asking this question. And today, I actually talked to a lady at the Walmart, which I regularly do not go to, but I had to go there today. And I asked this lady, I said, what do you think about getting a vaccine? And she said, well, I think I should get it. And I said, well, let me ask you, are you pro-choice or are you pro, you know, choice about how your body is? She said, yeah, I'm pro-choice. You know, what I do with my body is my right. And I said, okay, well, let me ask you, you're talking about getting this vaccine and you're pro-choice. What's the difference in you being raped and penetrated and then you're going to let these people that you have no idea what they do for a living stick a dang needle in your arm and give you something that's going to kill you, and with a less than 50-50 chance of survival?
when it comes to this, or just being poisoned or lamed for the rest of your life? What is the difference in being stuck by a needle or stuck by some rapist? What is the difference, people? Well, anyway, that's something I just want everybody to think about. Mr. Bob in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, KG4ZXC. Take it away, Bob.
Well, I am pro-choice, and I'm going to use the same tactics that the abortion people say. My body, my choice. So, with that being said, though I was at a where did I walk out of? Oh, it's a fancy grocery store called Heinen's. And an older couple was walking out with their mask. I didn't have a mask on even yet. And the woman said, "Don't you care?" I said, "Care about what?" She said, "You don't have a mask on." I said, "Ma'am, don't you care about your liberties?" I said, "You're giving up what you think is safety. You're giving away your liberties for what the government is telling you is safety. So, now you don't care." And she walked away from me. So my article next is about Fox News. It has to do with Sleepy Sloppy Joe. Democratic lawmakers introduced gun control bill that would ban magazines holding more than 10 rounds. A group of lawmakers in the Senate and House on Wednesday introduced gun control legislation that would ban the sale, manufacturing, transfer, possession, or importation of magazines that could hold more than 10 rounds. And of course the criminals are going to abide by this. The bill comes from after President Biden last week called on Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Senate Bob Menendez of New Jersey and Representative Diane DeGenta of Colorado, Ted Dutrich of Florida, and Dinah Titus of Nevada rolled out legislation Wednesday known as the Keep Americans Safe Act. Now, there's no number assigned to it because I'm going to start writing letters to my senators. Keep America Safe Act. Yeah, that's going to work. Biden announces slate of gun control actions, claims it's a public health crisis. Biden is a public health crisis. Magazines holding more than 10 rounds were banned for 10 years under the federal assault weapons ban of 1974. Quote, "We cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence," unquote. The Department of Justice funded study concluded in 2004. So lowering the capacity 10 years ago didn't do jack poo-poo. "Should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for even it to be measured. The legislation would also authorize a high-capacity magazine buyback program." I didn't buy it from the government, so you can't buy it back. "Require any high-capacity magazines manufactured after the bill is enacted to have a conspicuous serial number and date of manufacture printed on it so it can be identified by law enforcement, ensure law enforcement agencies have the authority to seize and destroy high-capacity magazines possessed illegally. The ban should also prevent coupled or joined magazines." I won't tell you about those. Lawmakers said it would not ban the continued possession of any magazine that someone currently possesses and noted that owners of such devices would be allowed to keep the high-capacity magazines they already have. So go out and buy them, boys, but would not be allowed to transfer or sell them to anyone. So this action does not have a House an HR number yet. I'm going to continue looking for that because I'm going to fire up my computer and be writing my letters to my senators to say no more laws. This is the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is what keeps the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment intact. And talking about the First Amendment, one of our people said, I'm trying to think who did about this, they wouldn't let the Georgia have the Confederate parade. Every year, we have a thing called the Rally for the Troops in Cleveland, Ohio. It is where they have a get-together, and they basically are honoring the 302 Ohioans that died in Operation Enduring Freedom. which my son is one of them. And last year we didn't have it. This year the restrictions are less. It's a bunch of veterans and it's a bunch of bikers. And the city of Cleveland denied them having it on public square in an open area called public square, the rally for the troops, where they basically have a guest speaker. I was asked to be the guest speaker again this year, one of the speakers. Right after my son's death, I was the keynote speaker. And then we read all 302 names, their affiliation to the branch, their rank, and their death. So they're going to move it to a motorcycle shop that's pretty large, but it's definitely going to be kind of a mess to have it there, but they're moving it there. But again, another example of the First Amendment right being infringed upon. You can riot and protest and burn shit down, but you can't have a Confederate gathering to honor those soldiers. Like it or not, those people died for America in some type of a conflict that involved this great country. You know, I'm a northerner, but I would attend that in a blink of my eye. So here we are going after our First Amendment right, and it's only because we have the Second Amendment that thing still stays intact. Back to you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, KHLY.
Hey, very good, Bob, and yeah, thanks for that, and thank you for being a guest speaker and doing that, because we need more patriotic individuals like yourself to get out there and speak of our heroes and our warriors that have been sacrificed for this great country. Thank you, Bob. KHLY and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie. And let me take a quick standby and see if we have any late check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us, make a comment or anything, please call. Okay, I'm hearing nothing at this time, so we'll continue on. All right, let's see. KK4WX has left the building. KN4ZES is still in monitoring mode. I don't see they checked out, so good to hear Christopher in there tonight. KC3QLV, also out of Pennsylvania. I did not catch his name, but I appreciate him stopping in and checking in with us tonight. Mr. Don out of Pennsylvania probably couldn't stick around, but I'm going to give him a call real quick to see if he's still with us. Maybe he took a standby while I called him the last time. So, Whiskey3DON, you still with us, sir? Okay, hear nothing from Mr. Don, so thanks for being there tonight if you're still monitoring. KC8. Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint out of Michigan, did you leave the building?
N4ROQ.
Hi, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question for Bob real quick, but I was wondering where I'm at on the list. I can't remember where I was at in there, but I should be right in there somewhere. But Bob, do you know, I know the Senate is 50-50, 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats with the Vice President breaking the tie. Do they have to win more than one vote? Is this a two-thirds majority type vote on that magazine bill, or do you know there, Bob, in Florida?
Well, it'll first start in the House of Representatives, and then it'll move over to the Senate. And the only time that the Vice President would vote would be if it is actually 50-50. So, and there's, I think, enough Democrats that won't go along with this infringement on our Second Amendment. There's not many, but I think it would fail again in the Senate where it normally does fail. But I'll be writing. I got one Republican senator and one Democrat senator.
Okay, so it can be, I noticed that some bills require two-thirds majority or approximately there or something, but some are, you know, like 50-50. I think
Harris has used her vote a couple of times already on some bills that were 50-50. So I was just wondering if this has to be has to be more than just a regular vote, but not sure.
Not sure either. It doesn't even have a number yet. You know, like HR1 and the HR167s that had to do with weapons. There's no number assigned yet, so I'm going to be looking for that number, over.
Okay, if you find that, let me know. I've been buying all the magazines that I can afford. And because once they're gone, it may be forever, the way that they're manipulating the bullets, where you don't even have to have a signature or a witness, or you can send them in a day or two late and still count them as votes, and just, you know, they throw away the envelopes they're in and still count them, the dead people are voting. They've got their own voting machines now that they're using from in Venezuela, paying all those people off. Who knows when we could ever win, especially the presidency back. So, and good luck on everybody getting their guns and ammo right now. I know it's a hard time finding them, but if you find some, you better buy them. So I'll move on. I know I'll be next here, hopefully. Well, I better go back to Jesse. I'm not sure who you got in mind, Jesse, but I know I'm in there somewhere. So back to you. In Florida.
Hey, very good, Larry. Actually, you were coming up next. I just wanted to make sure that I covered everybody that left the building there and before I hand it over to you. So it is actually your turn, Larry. So go ahead and add to whatever you need to add to. And this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net over to N4ROQ. Take it away, Mr. Larry.
Okay, well, I brought this up the other day, but I'm so proud of Tennessee for doing this. We've got a lot of conservative Republicans in this state that have are in the House and Senate in Tennessee. So Tennessee is officially one of the 19 states where permitless gun carry will be the law. The governor has signed it into order. So you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee on Thursday signed a bill allowing most adults to carry a handgun without a permit, an effort that was at the top of his legislative agenda for the year. The law takes effect July the 1st. In a statement on Twitter on Thursday afternoon, Lee thanked the Tennessee legislature and the National Rifle Association for their work to pass the bill. It allows people 21 and older to carry handguns openly or concealed without a permit, along with members of the military ages 18 to 20. The new law does not apply to long guns, a point of contention among guns rights activists. The Lee administration has estimated the legislation will cost the state as much as $20 million annually. The bill is backed by the National Rifle Association, but opposed by the states. Now get this, states' law enforcement groups are against it. They don't want the people to be able to protect themselves. They keep saying, well, if somebody liable to shoot somebody that doesn't need to be shot, or they're not practicing enough, you know. But, you know, you've got to be able to protect yourself first, and then you can go from there later. There's always accidents in anything, so you cannot rule out. You've got to be safe first, and accidents can't happen anyway in anything. So we'll move on from there. When the bill passed the House on March the 29th, Majority Leader William Lambert, as Republican of Portland, said it was not the end of the journey for expanding gun rights in Tennessee. He wants more. Democratic Democrats, however, were largely against the measure. Democrats don't like guns. They want to do it unless it's protect yourself, and they hire people to protect them. They're okay with that. It seems that more is never enough when it comes to gun laws in this state. Here, that's a Democrat saying that. Okay, in addition to removing Tennessee's misdemeanor offense for most people who carry a handgun without a permit, the bill also increases punishments for certain gun crimes. The law boosts theft of a firearm from a misdemeanor to a felony and mandates 6 months of incarceration for the offense, up from the current 30-day sentence. It also bars felons convicted of possessing a firearm from early release. In addition to people who are already prohibited from receiving a permit, including felons and those convicted of domestic violence offenses, the new permitless carry law will not extend to people with a conviction of stalking, those with recent DUI conviction, or individuals who have been committed by the court to a mental institution. So, I think this is a good way. I mean, with all these riots and different things going on, and who knows, all the killings here and there, you got to be careful. It's going to get worse. There's no getting any better. So you've got to be ready if you want to protect your life and your loved ones. Be sure to get your guns and ammo. The Democrats are working for your magazines and your guns and ammo, so be sure and get them. Here's an article that Bob wanted me to read again. This is all these liberal Democrats have got these car companies and pickups they're working on electric vehicles. Chevy pickup to go 400 miles on a charge in Florida Key Friday. An electric version of the Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck will get an estimated 400 miles of range per charge, General Motors says. And I was thinking about this. I do not want anything that I can't put gas in and run. If you get stranded out there with an electric vehicle, you're just sitting there. You're going to have to call in. They're not going to be able to bring you a charge and charge you up long enough to probably get to one of those charging stations or back home, most likely. So if you run out of a charge or if something happens to your battery, you're just sitting there. It's hard telling where you'll be. So I want to, if I'm unlucky enough to run out of gas, I want to be able to someone to bring me some gas and get me going again. The company announced the range in a webcast on Tuesday and said the truck would be built at a factory straddling the border of Detroit and the enclave of Hematrack. It also announced that the plant would build a new 2024 GMC Hummer SUV. The pickup announcement raises the level of competition for future buyers in the hot truck market. Ford already has announced plans to build an electric F-150 starting next year in Dearborn, Michigan, while Fiat Chrysler now in Stellantis has said it plans to have an all-electric Ram pickup. General Motors will not say when the electric Silverado would arrive in dealerships, but the company plans to sell 30 electric vehicles globally by the end of 2025. It also has said a goal of making all of its passenger vehicles electric by 2035. Now just think of that. That's not that far off. This is General Motors. They've set a goal of making all of its passenger vehicles electric by 2035. Ford's F-Series pickups are the top-selling vehicle in the U.S., followed by Silverado and Ram pickups. General Motors President Mark Roos said the electric Silverado would be designed from the ground up as an electric truck for commercial and individual users. This announcement affirms Chevrolet's commitment to build on 100 years of truck expertise leadership while transitioning to an all-electric future in the light vehicle space. the Detroit Hamtramck plant, named Factory Zero by General Motors, is being retooled to build four electric vehicles with an investment of $2.2 billion, with a B. Eventually, it will employ 2,200 workers and make the two General Motors Hummers, the electric Silverado and the Origin, an autonomous passenger vehicle for General Motors Cruise subsidiary. United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dyett said that in 2018, General Motors announced it would close the factory, but it became part of the 2019 negotiations with the union that resulted in a 40-day strike and was brought back as one of the four North American electric vehicle factories. So, sounds pretty good. We'll stop it right there. We've got some more, Jesse, but we'll get back to you up there on the Liberty Net. This is Larry in Tennessee, back to Matt in for RLQ.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you, Mr. Larry, in for RLQ. The Wednesday night Liberty Net. Mr. Larry, I wanted to mention something about the electric first before I forget. And you know, I've been wondering this one situation, how it will pan out with the electric cars, Larry. And I was hoping maybe you can give me your insight on it. But my question is, if electric cars are so damn popular, why haven't the military and all the armed forces why haven't they adopted the battery-operated vehicles at this point? Shouldn't they already have been involved in this?
Well, I think they gotta have something that's requires gas. Gas is more powerful as far as, I mean, you can transport it, you can go further, you don't have to have charging stations here and there. You gotta have something that's quick and it can be repaired on the battlefield, and you don't want to be able to run out of charging stations. You need to be able to take your gas with you with tanks there, and you're ready to keep on rolling. So these electric vehicles take a long time to recharge. There you are sitting there, maybe overnight, recharging, and you just pour you some more gas in there, and you're ready to go. So it'd be ludicrous to go to electric vehicles totally. It might be okay for somebody that doesn't drive maybe 50 miles a week or something just to play around with, but if you're going anywhere and you get stopped here and there and you have a wreck in front of you and you are sitting there idling for hours and all this stuff, you're out of luck, buddy. I've seen that happen here in Tennessee. People run out of gas trying to get from place to place, from wrecks. Different things happen on the highway. You know, you got to be ready for the unexpected because you'll usually run into it sooner or later. So back to you, Jesse, in for RLQ.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yeah, I figured you would make my point quite clear. Exactly what they've been trying to do to us. They are trying to stifle our ability to commute across the country and evade any bad areas, say New York, for instance. I got to get out of New York, but there ain't no power. The power grid's down. I can't charge my electric car. What am I supposed to do? And everybody starts panicking now. You know, all these blackouts going on, Texas being blacked out during the little bit of dang winter storm that they had. I mean, come on. I mean, this is the whole point that I've been trying to make to people as well with this electric crap. You know, it's another way to destroy your ability to move away from the problem. And, you know, you couldn't have put it any better. Thanks, Larry, in 4RO2. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Yeah, that was something I just thought I'd bring up. Hey, before I move back up to Bob, I wanted to... Now, this may have hit the headlines because it was on Sean Hannity's show, but I just read the story on Gateway Pundits that just came across. You know what? I believe it was today on the Sean Hannity show. Let's see. Yeah, it had to be today by the headline here. So, anyway, I want to cover that real quick. Girardeau loses it on live TV after Dan Bongino laid him out on national TV. Well, let's read the story. If you guys didn't see it or didn't cover it, this is awesome. This is quite a segment of Hannity. On Wednesday night, Sean Hannity invited Dan Bongino and Girardeau on continued their discussion about police shooting of Dante Wright. During the exchange, Bongino left Girardeau speechless, a first time, after he shamed him for race baiting following the accidental shooting of Officer Kimberly Potter. Bongino laid him out so hard that Girardeau was temporarily stunned and speechless. Moving down. Then later in the exchange, Dan Bongino accused Girardeau of stirring up racial anguish and wanting the country to burn. That's when Girardeau lost it and screamed, "You son of a bitch! You punk!" So anyway, "You just a punk," he said to Bongino, and Bongino responded, "You notice he won't tell me that to my face." Wow, this was explosive. So evidently, the story is pretty controversial between them two right now. These two have been going at it for some time, but I just thought I'd let you know. And that's on Gateway Pundits, and it's one of the highlighted stories tonight. So if you're interested in looking at it, it's pretty interesting. All right, moving up to the top of the list, Mr. Bob, K-H-J-O-Y, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Oh, my gosh, and I got all these things I've been reading, everything else, and not the logger. So I'll read the logger, and Mr. Bob, you take it away. And this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net, KG4ZXC. Take it away, Bob.
All righty, Jesse, KG4ZX in the sea. I did get to watch that. Geraldo blew a cork, and I mentioned it earlier. All Geraldo could talk about is it was racist that the female officer shot the black male. It was not racist. He was wanted for armed robbery. He resisted arrest. He jumped in his motor vehicle, and remember I talked about in New Mexico, a law enforcement officer was on the right-hand side. The suspect got out of the driver's seat, was holding on to a long rifle. The officer didn't see it, but the officer's camera in his cruiser saw it, but that didn't do him any good. And as soon as they cleared the cab of the truck, he leveled the gun and murdered the officer. So that's why we don't want you to get back in the car. But nevertheless, that's all Geraldo would talk about it. I was racist and how it's white officers always killing a black man. Then Geraldo went down the bumpy road that black mothers have to worry every day about their boys. Well, first of all, you should raise your boys better, just like white mothers should raise their children better. And Bongino said, this isn't racist. He caused his own death. He started to resist, and he caused his own death. And Geraldo just was blowing a cork. It was amazing. Again, Geraldo is controversial. He's kind of on the Fox side, but he's really kind of a liberal in disguise. He's not a true conservative. He likes to stir that ugly pot. So he probably has dinner with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. So my article I got left is Western Journal about good old Sleepy Sloppy Joe. The Biden administration announced that it plans to remove all remaining troops from Afghanistan on September 11, 2021. I think Larry brought this up. There are officially 2,500 troops in the country where the United States began to have military presence in October 2001 after the 9/11 attacks. The president has judged that a conditions-based approach, it is a recipe for staying in Afghanistan forever, a senior administration official said. So basically, Donald Trump was going to go towards May, Biden's going for September. None of us should know when this is happening. Nobody should know. Because you know what's going to happen. We're going to see Al-Qaeda and ISIS, we're going to see that get all fired back up again because there's no resistance. Notice how under Donald J. Trump that ISIS was defeated. But under Barack Obama, if you remember correctly, he called them the second string, or there was a word he used. I don't have the right word. They were the amateurs, they were, you know, the junior varsity, something like that. I think that's it, junior varsity. But under Donald Trump, he showed them who the varsity was, and it was America. Now under Sleepy Sloppy Joe and good old Mass Kamala Harris, who slept her way into Congress with Willie Brown, we're going to see them perk right back up again, so... And yes, I was texting you messages, Jesse. You could read them if you want to. So KG4ZX to the C, KHAOI.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, I was sitting here laughing about them. When I finally clicked back on the messenger, I seen all them. I just started reading it and laughing at that point. So thanks for the humor. I could definitely use it. Hey, Bob. Good deal. Well, you know, I keep seeing all these problems with everything that this the installed government is doing. And you know, we didn't have no problem with this administration until the Trump administration whatsoever. I mean, everything was flowing all nice, clean, pretty, and convenient. And you know, there wasn't no fussing, there wasn't all this crap until election time, when they knew that they weren't going to win it, so they had to steal it. But you know, that's the way it goes. Oh, by the way, Arizona is actually going to do a recount, I think, starting on the 22nd. Let's see, if I'm not mistaken, that would be next Thursday. I don't have it in front of me, and I wish I had bookmarked it, but I didn't. I actually bookmarked it on my wife's computer, and I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, they still may have Arizona Martin County audit is now scheduled to kick off on April 22nd. So, the Maricopa County in Arizona, not only are they still trying to, stifled the ballot counting, but they're still pulling every trick out of their playbook and then some to accommodate what's going on right now, trying to avoid having to recount, because they don't want to see Trump win in a landslide on this recount. And that's what the whole problem is with Arizona right now. You got too many corrupt individuals in there, and I believe it's going to be one of the reckoning that we may see here in this country. And I pray to God it does happen. All right, Bob, thanks again. Let's see, it looks like just me, you, Larry, and the monitoring stations tonight on the frequency. And by the way,
Taxes are now due on March 17th, I believe, Bob, just for the record. I think they moved the deadline to, not March, May 17th, I think they moved it up 30 days or so. So anyway, KN4ZES, Mr. Crisper, thank you for your comment as well. If you got anything else you would like us to add tonight, feel free. Let's see, Mr. Mo, KG0RSA, you still with us, sir?
KG0RSA, I'm enjoying it much. But I do have a little bit to add on that virus thing. Fellow I visit with downtown. He's 84 years old, but he went and got that shot, and he looked healthy before he got the shot, and I hadn't seen him at the coffee shop for over a month, and I stopped by there a while back, and he's been down and out. He's got a blood clot on his leg and one on his lung, and now they got him on, he said, 9 different pills. And I looked at him right there, and I says, well, I says, them pills are going to kill you too. So I don't know about him, if he's going to make it or not. But anyway, I seen him at a distance in his pickup a couple of days ago, and he still looked right down, drug out and sick. And then to top it off, I talked to my grandson yesterday, and I told him, I says, don't take them shots. And he says, well, he says, I've already took them. And I just looked at him and I says, well, I says, I hope you're 2-3 years down the road that you're still living. And he looked kind of dumbfounded at me, but I think he knows what I mean. And as far as Nebraska and their gun law, a couple of days ago they passed the same law that we've had in the past. You can carry open, but you have to have a license to carry concealed. That's my understanding. And I assume they respect whatever state that comes through here, and they respect that state that's going through here on their gun laws. But I don't know for sure, I guess. But anyway, I do appreciate getting on the net and hearing what's going on and what have you. And that Beraldo, that tickles me. He lost his tool. He needs to get rid of him a long time ago. Anyway, I'm going to have to cough again pretty soon, so I better shut up and get off of here. Back to net. KD0RSA, over.
KD0RSA, Jim.
Okay, Mr. Mo, God bless you, sir, and take a break, and good to hear you. Station is recognized. Go ahead and give me your call, sir, and I'll jot it down on the logger.
Yeah, it's Kilo Charlie Zero, India, Japan, Norway, Dean, here in Missouri, over.
Okay, Kilo Charlie Zero, India, Japan Radio, is that correct?
Norway.
Japan, Norway. Okay, do stand corrected. And you're out in the Missouri?
Roger, in Missouri here, where we can pack and carry without a permit.
Hey, Roger. Well, you know, that's great. I love states that has finally come to their senses, and it's great. What's the name out there in Missouri?
Yeah, the name here is Dean Delta Echo Alpha November Dean, and like say hi to Mo there. Long time no heard or talked to, but been kind of interested in the net, listening along, and everything's an agenda that's going on with this government. They got a big plan ahead of them, over.
Well, you know what, Dean, you're absolutely correct. They have an agenda. And you know what? They're performing it really well. I have to say that these son of bitches are out to get us all. And you know what? They've convinced half the sheep in this country to get this damn vaccine. And you know what? Hey,
There's a reason they call it the Darwin Award for no reason, Roger.
Roger that. Well, a couple of my kids, they're smart enough they won't take that shot. Me and my wife, neither one. I refused it. The VA's mad as dickens at me for not taking it. I told them I wasn't going to take their poison. But something you guys never brought up, you really got to hand it to the little socialist, communistic, unchristian, evil organization out there. Look what they've done to AM radio. AM radio has been absolutely destroyed. And they had this all planned. You know, AM radio was something, there was a lot of stations, big and small, and it was a very easy way to pass information and news. They don't want that. They want to control the news. And AM radio had to be gotten rid of, and they've done it real successfully, over.
Well, you know, I think they put a damper on it to a long limit there, but I will say this there, Mr. Dean. I've been listening to shortwave stations late at night when I'm working, and I'm rolling around out in the vehicle and doing my deliveries and so forth. And, you know, the shortwave listeners on, let's see, I'm gonna use Alex Jones's show. It starts at 2200 hours, which is 10 o'clock, and it ends at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's on, let's see, 4.840. And also, you can listen to Alex Jones on 12.160 in the middle at noontime every day, Eastern time. And he comes on, and they have a strong station coming out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh yeah, I can't remember the call letters of it. I've listened to that shortwave, but I mean general broadcast AM radio. Your old 50,000 watt, 100,000 watt stations—they're gone. They don't want them out there. They eliminated them because there was too much of an ability to transmit information to the general public. In the old days, you could turn on AM radio and bounce through the dial and find all sorts of different programs and different views. It's gone. All you can find anymore is FM, and just about all the FM stations are organized with a certain affiliate, and you have to hear their piped liberal spew. This country has problems, a lot of them, and it has been, you got to hand it to them, they have organized it efficiently. Your electric cars keep everybody in a 200-mile circle at the best. They want to control everybody. And all these fools marching to the boxcar with their shot in their arm, I don't know what they're thinking. I'm glad I'm an old man, and I know Mo agrees with us too. We are up on all of them mostly because we haven't got that long to put up with it, over.
Well, very good, Dean. Well, you know, sir, you're right. They have put a hurting on us, but we need to all be vigilant and stay on top of the game. All right, sir, let me move on down the line. I'm going to hand it back over to me, N4ROQ. If you want to stick around, Dean, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, we'll be here. I've been enjoying it. Thanks a lot. Casey's your idea.
Thanks for showing up, Dean.
Thank you, Mo.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I believe, you know, every time they keep going on with this mask, newborn mask, So we gotta wear more masks. We gotta shut this business down and just say a restaurant. Just gotta have a drive-by call-in orders only. You can't get inside. And just even the ones they allow to be open are half or less. And you can't go to church anymore. You gotta have it on the air. They don't want Christianity out there. The Democrats, the socialists, they don't want it. They want to keep them being spread. They want to keep it down. They want to tell you to wear all these masks, and this is never going to stop, it looks like. They're going to keep saying, more people have got the COVID now, we got to start wearing our masks again. And I mean, I've seen this already several times already, and it just keeps on and on and on. And the reason they want everybody to take these, the gentleman had it right, these poisoned vaccines. Down the road, cancer, autoimmune diseases, blood clots of all kinds, it's going to get you. They're trying to eliminate, especially the older population, to get away from PAM, especially the Social Security every month. That has to be it, and that's part of it. But they're wanting to even give babies all this stuff. Then you got 99.9% chance of women, especially if you get this virus. And I worked in a hospital for 17 years around cancer, tuberculosis, you name it. We worked around it with no mask. Didn't need all that crap. And I'll guarantee you, your chance of living, if you get some of that stuff, is not going to be 99.9%. It's going to be like 40 or 50% or less. So, this is just a ploy to, I think it was Dean. It's a ploy, it's an agenda, and it's a ploy to get a lot of people going out of this world. They haven't had enough wars here lately to knock enough people off. The Democrats want all these Mexicans and all these foreigners to come in, and they get so many. Sometimes I noticed in the paper one time, not long, a few days ago, they just said, turn them loose. We don't have any room for them. Turn them all loose. Let them come on in here. And then, you know, they started catching them again after they got enough of them out of their pens. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. It is really ridiculous. All of this is socialist agenda with votes and domination. So just remember that. Get your guns and ammo. Y'all think we're all going to need them. Did you guys hear about the lady that Schwab accidentally put, I think it was a black lady, I think I saw a picture on the news, they put $1.2 million to this customer's Fidelity account. Not quite the nearly $1 billion blunder that the Citicorp Incorporated made last summer, but the Charles Schwab Corporation said it accidentally sent more than $1 million to the Fidelity Brokerage Services account of a woman in Louisiana. Schwab blamed an issue created by a software enhancement for erroneously transferring $1.2 million in February to the Fidelity account of Kel Spinona, K-E-L-Y-N, Spinona, rather than the $82.50 she had requested. According to a lawsuit filed in federal court in New Orleans last month, when the company realized the mistake and attempted to go back and get money, it was gone. And Spadona wasn't answering her phone, the bank said. After a month of failed attempts to recover the cash, Schwab filed a criminal complaint on April the 6th. Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Captain Jason Reward said Spadona, 33, was arrested the next day in Harvey, Louisiana, on charges of bank fraud, theft, and illegal transmission of monetary funds.
She transferred about $350,000 to another account and used it to buy a 2021 Hyundai Genesis Sport utility vehicle and a home.
Rivard said, and the vast majority of the missing money has been recovered at this point by the seizure of the vehicle and the reversal of the house sale, Rivard said. So, let's see. Spadani, that's the lady, was fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher in the parish, Rivard said.
She was a 911 dispatcher and did this. She was released April 8th on a bail bond, court records show.
Schwab didn't respond to an email or phone call. A message left for Spadani at unlisted for her wasn't returned either. So the article goes on. But, looks like if she could get rid of that money and buy some stuff with it, a home and a car, she'd be able to keep it, but it didn't pan out for her. And just remember, the Liberal Democrats are looking, trying to get this cashless society so they can cut your money off at any time. All they have to do is flip a switch or push a button, and your money that's in the bank is gone. So remember that. Did you guys hear about the Iran says that Israel, which Israel has vowed to let them have a nuclear weapon, did some damage to their military program, uranium program over there just a few days ago. Here's an article that may tell some more about it. It says Iran plans to enrich uranium up to 60%. It comes from Dubois Associated Press, John Gamble, and this is on from USA Today. Iran will begin enriching uranium up to 60% purity after an attack on its Natanz, that's spelled N-A-T-A-N-Z, nuclear facility, pushing its program to the higher levels than ever before, though still remaining short of weapons grade. The announcement marks a significant escalation after the sabotage that damaged centrifuges suspected of having been carried by Israel and could inspire a further response from Israel amid a long-running shadow war between the nations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed never to allow Tehran to obtain a nuclear weapon, and this country has twice preemptively bombed Mideast nations to stop their atomic programs. All Israel usually does is low key Friday. What Israel usually does, they wait until a country, they bombed Iraq and Syria's nuclear power plants. They wait till they get them built and get them operating, then they bomb them and blow them all to pieces. So that's happened in Iraq before we got there, over there during the, when we went over and pulled Saddam out of his hole. And also in Syria, I believe it was after all that happened also, So they're not going to let these Arab countries have all this. There may be a fight one day with Russia backing up these Arabs, but we'll see, you know, what's going to happen. It says, earlier, Iran's foreign minister had warned that the weekend assault in Natanz could hurt ongoing negotiations over its tattered atomic deal with the world powers. Those talks are aimed at finding a way for the United States to re-enter the agreement. This Biden has some kind of deal, isn't he? The goal of which is to limit Iran's uranium enrichment in exchange for relief on sanctions. You take the sanctions off of Iran and they'll use all their money for more terrorism and more damage, more nuclear fuel is going to be, the way all that's written up. Sometimes Iran can even inspect their own programs. This is ludicrous. These people are ludicrous. especially the U.S., with Biden and his group. Nuclear negotiator Abbas Arachi in Vienna to begin informal talks Tuesday night made a point to make his announcement in English.
We believe this round of negotiations
is the time for the U.S. to present a list, and I hope that I can go back to Tehran with a list of sanctions which should be lifted. Arachi said to Iranian state television's English language arm press TV, otherwise, I don't believe we can continue like this. Otherwise, it could be a waste of time. He said authorities would add another 1,000 centrifuges to Nantes as well. And I hear he's threatening to add another 1,000 centrifuges here in Iran if they don't release the sanctions or stop the sanctions on their in Iran for being a terrorist country. The death centrifuges in Nantes would be replaced with more advanced centrifuges and more capable centrifuges, he said. We insist on what we have asked. All sanctions should be lifted. We verify, and then we go back to full compliance if we are satisfied with the verification process. Iran has been enriching up to 20%, and that is a short technical step to weapons-grade levels of 90%. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Israeli broadcaster channel number 12 reported an Israeli-owned ship had been attacked in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of the United Arab Emirates near the port city of Fujairah. The broadcaster said Israeli security officials believed it was an Iranian attack but did not elaborate. Iranian state media has been reporting a similar incident for hours. U.S. military officials declined to immediately comment, and Emirate officials did not acknowledge any incident there. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful, though the West and the International Atomic Energy Agency says Tehran had an organized military nuclear program up until the end of 2003. However, the nuclear deal prevents it from having enough of the uranium stockpile to be able to pursue a nuclear weapon. The talks in Vienna are aimed at reviving Americans' role in that agreement, which former President Donald Trump abandoned and lifted the sanctions he imposed because he knew it was such a terrible deal. The Vienna-based IAEA told the Associated Press that Director General Rafael Grossi reported to member states on Tuesday that Iran had informed the agency it planned to begin enriching uranium up to 60% purity at its Nantes facility. IAEA inspectors have been closely monitoring Tehran's program since the 2015 nuclear deal. Let me see, article goes on. I'll find some other. Let me just kind of look down and see if there's something else I shouldn't see anything that I need to read. Iran previously had said it could use uranium enrichment up to 60% for nuclear-powered ships. However, the Islamic Republic currently has no such ships in its navy. Details remain scarce about the weekend attack at Nantes. That was the Israeli attack, more than likely. The event was initially described only as a blackout in the electrical grid feeding above ground workshops and underground enrichment halls, but later Iranian officials began referring to it as an attack. So you can't get any straight talk out of these Iranians. The U.S. has insisted it had nothing to do with the Sunday sabotage. Instead, Israel is widely believed to have carried out the action that damaged centrifuges, though it has not claimed it. But Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif still issued a warning to Washington. America should know that neither sanctions nor sabotage actions would provide them with an instrument for talks. So they should know that these actions would only make the situation difficult for them. So good for Israel. They got to stop this. They're close to these idiots over there. and they've already vowed to not to blow Israel off the map, especially when they get a nuclear bomb going. So Israel is smart enough to know they've got to keep their nuclear plans to a minimum and keep everything on any kind of nuclear bombs away from them. So I sure believe that's got to be the fact. They're going to hit us, too. So back to you up there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net. This is N4ROQ. Back to net.
Okay, Mr. Larry. Thank you for the tour and the information there, because that's excellent. Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about Israel and what their game plan is, and I'm glad they're stepping up and doing their own thing. And yeah, they do not need to listen to anything this installed government's trying to throw out right now, so they're better off. And more power to them is the way I look at it. All right, see, there's something I was going to add there, Mr. Larry, to you, but, I was going to mention the concealed gun carry in your state. Yep, you guys got it going on down there. They're talking about some legislation in South Carolina doing the same thing eventually, so I'm hoping to look forward to that as well. All right, N4ROQ out of Tennessee, Mr. Larry, clear with you, and I'm going to move it down to the bottom of the list, KC0IJN. Mr. Dean out of Missouri, come on in, sir.
Yeah, it's KC0IJN. Well, don't have much more to say there, but all I really have left is God save this country. Me and old Mo have experienced something a lot of the guys here that probably haven't. We experienced real freedom. We're old enough to know what freedom was. And I don't know if it's ever going to happen again, but by God, you got to fight hard to keep it. It's filled in our future, and we got to wise them up. So, 73s, guys, and keep up the good word, because the voices have got to be heard. KC0IJN, thanks for letting me be part of it. And Mo, God bless. Take care of yourself, buddy.
You too, Dean.
Hi, Mr. Dean. Well, God bless you, sir, and thanks for being there. And hope to hear you again on the net. Drop in whenever you can. We're here Wednesdays and Saturday nights starting at 10 o'clock here. So drop in. Always glad to have you aboard. And Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, you got anything you want to add before we get ready to shut down the net for tonight? Go ahead.
KD0RSA, Mo up here in Nebraska. No, I don't really have any news that I want to add that for right now. It's good to get on the net. I do enjoy it, and that was a blessing to hear Dean tonight. I haven't heard him for a couple of years, so it was nice to hear Dean. And all you fellas, as far as that goes, I don't know where that one fella is that always came in here, good DF or DE or whatever it was. I can't remember now. But he wasn't in here tonight that I heard anyway. But anyway, it's great to get on the net. I do appreciate Bob and Jesse and Larry and that fella down in Georgia. I could hear him playing tonight, and Larry, you must have turned your antenna or turned your amperage up, because I could actually hear you tonight and hear what you said. That was nice of you. And so I'll just turn her back to you, Jesse, and you and Bob, keep up the good work. KU0RSA, back to net over.
Hey, Mr. Mo. Well, God bless you, sir, and how you say, keep your powder dry, sir, because we will need it. It looks that way for sure. Hey, 73s, Mr. Mo, and you take care. KD0RSA out of Nebraska. That's Mr. Mo, clear with you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1 minute after the midnight hour, and it looks like it's coming to a close. Does anyone have anything they want to add before we shut the Liberty Net down here on this Wednesday night? Call now.
Jesse, if you'd like, I'll read the closing, and then I'll give it to you to shut the door.
Okay, stand by, Bob. I think got one more station in there trying to check in. Who was the other station?
It was me. I got one more thing to add.
Oh, okay, Mr. Moe. Go ahead. Make your transmission.
Well, if the shit hits the fan and them gooks start coming in here, make sure you got the power dry and plenty of it. And take some of them with you. KD's or RSA, back to Nap.
Yes, sir. You couldn't have said it any better, Mo. Hey, 73s and God bless. Was there another station in there real quick? You want to check in with me before we close the net? Call now.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Unica Mountain, KBHWUA, USA.
Okay, KB8, QLV?
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Unica Mountain, KBHWUA.
Okay, KB8 Whiskey Uniform, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Uniform Alpha, QSL.
Whiskey
okay,
Uniform Alpha.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Cleveland, Ohio, QSL.
Okay, a little bit staticky on me, sir. I do apologize. One more time.
Yeah, this is Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Uniform Alpha. Located in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, you're in Ohio. Okay. Well, what's the name up there in Ohio?
Yeah, the name up here is Leon. Lima Echo Oscar November. Just curious how my sound is. I've been hearing that my sound is rather bassy, and I've been playing with the equalizer to see if I can improve it.
Okay, I think you said your name was Leon. How are you copying him, Bob?
Yeah, Leon, this is KAHJOY. Your audio is a little low and a little muffled. I don't know if you have your processor on or what, but your audio is not crisp. Over.
Yeah, thanks for the comeback. I'm trying to find out how to improve the audio. I've been hearing that it's sounding bassy, and I'm playing with the equalizer to see if I can improve it. So we'll see what we can do and improve the audio. Go ahead.
Roger, roger on bassy. It is really low. It's not a crisp audio, so it really is a struggle with the noise floor to pull you out. But so if you can get rid of some of that bass, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, guys. Hey, thanks for coming back, and we're going to play around another time. I see it's getting rather late around here. So we'll play 73 and catch you another night from 0x8. We'll see you in the mountain. We're going to be gone.
Alrighty, another way to do it is go to a frequency that no one's using and go to an SDR on your computer, and there's about a 2-second delay, so you would talk and you would hear yourself, so you'd be able to do it without another person. Over.
Okay, again, how do you do that? You go on the computer, you check, go ahead.
You take your computer and you go to an SDR. You would Google SDR, and it would come up with a whole bunch of them all over the U.S. When you click on one, you can put in the frequency that you want to transmit on, and then when you transmit, you'll hear yourself on the computer, and you'll hear your own audio, and there's about a 2-second delay, so you would say your call, and then you'll hear your call on your computer. Over.
Okay, hey, thank you so much for the tip. We're going to put in front of that then, play around with the equalizer. So again, we're going to take a long time off on $0.08, and we'll see you in the phone now.
Alrighty. Okay, Jesse, give it back to you, and if you'd like me to read the close, and then you'll have the last final thought.
Okay, roger, roger. Thanks, Leon, for being there, and drop in when you can, and we'll try to help you get that audio level where it needs to be. So KB8 Whiskey Uniform, 73, sir. Hey, Mr. Bob, take it away, KHJOY.
Alrighty, so as Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Jesse wishes to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. 73s to our Liberty Netters, such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, God bless him, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer, and I'm sure it is Jesse's prayer, for God to bless this great country and to bless our leaders and to help us, because we really need them. That being said, this is KHOY. I'm going to pass it back to Mr. Jesse for the close.
Hi, guys, and thanks, Bob, and thank you for helping out, like always, and being a real trooper, and I'll try not to be so scarce as well. So God bless each and every one tonight. I want to go ahead and make this call list out and recognize each one that's been here tonight for the Liberty Net, KHOY. Thank you, Bob. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, out of Georgia, thanks for being there. Hey, Mr. Crisper, hey, thanks for being there tonight as well. KK4ZES out of Tennessee, thank you, sir. KC3QLV, W3DON, Mr. Don. KC8EHR, also out of Michigan, Mr. Clint, thanks for being there tonight. N2TNQ. And KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, thank you, sir. And Mr. Larry, always a pleasure, sir, N4ROQ. KC0, India Juliet, November, out of Missouri. Mr. Dean, thanks for being there. And KB8, Whiskey Uniform, thanks for coming by, and appreciate you guys being there. And I also like to thank our net manager, N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, and God bless you, sir. And Miss Laura, N2JTTF, and Miss Laura, and our predecessor of the Liberty Net, W1WCR. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you Saturday night here on the Liberty Net once again at 2200 hours. So, 73s, God save America. 73s, Bob.
Roger, roger, 73s.
Jesse and Bob, enjoy it there. Always enjoy the net, and for all of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you there, Mr. Larry.
Have a good one, Jesse.